Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and podcasts. You can get podcasts for your computer or MP3 player, and you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Peter.
How are you?
I'm fine. This is Lindsay Hauser.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
La Crescenta, California.
Where the heck is La Crescenta?
It's between the San Gabriel Mountains and the Verdugo Mountains.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, look, I don't want to call in an airstrike on you. I just want to know where you live.
Well, we are called the balcony of Southern California. We're between Glendale and Pasadena.
Oh, that's better. So you're north. You look down upon it. The great Southern.
And about $30 cheaper than the orchestra of Southern California.
Yeah.
That's important.
The balcony seat.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Lindsay, nice to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering device. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here you go. Here's your first quote.
In Delaware, you're allowed to adopt someone younger than you. You're allowed to adopt someone older than you. I'm available for adoption.
So that, delivered at an old age home, was yet another off-the-cuff remark from a politician who's been told to refrain from his rhetorical flourishes lately. Who?
Joe Biden.
Right. So remember when we all expected that the vice presidential candidate would be an endless source of gaffes? Well, the Obama campaign expected it too and took precautions. Biden has not taken questions from voters since he said Hillary Clinton might have been a better pick for VP. He hasn't chatted with supporters since contradicting Obama's energy policy. He hasn't worked the phones much since he told one voter, quote, keep the faith, or as my grandmother would say, spread it, unquote. He said that. His infamous prediction that an Obama presidency would inspire a, quote, test by foreign leaders was the last straw. Biden has now been fitted with a shock collar that zaps him whenever he deviates from the teleprompter.
He does say some goofy things.
He also said, and this is also true, he said, this election is all about one three-letter word, J-O-B-S. Here is your next quote.
He's a complicated guy with a very dynamic personality. He can sing, and obviously he has a strong political point of view.
That was a PR guy named Jim Della Croce. He was talking about a man who might be trading in his pipes and toilets for a recording studio, an even greater fame than he has now. Who?
Could it be Joe the Plumber?
It is Joe the Plumber.
No.
He's
everywhere.
Week, Joe the Plumber, the most famous symbolic political mammal since Checkers the Dog, got himself a manager and a publicist, and
almost immediately there
was talk about endorsement deals, a book deal, and a, quote, possible record deal with a major label. He's going to sing country songs. Joe was everywhere this week. He was stumping for candidates. He was weighing in on foreign policy issues. He told Fox News he agreed that a vote for Barack Obama is a vote for the death of Israel. Joe was so busy, he even, and this is the sad thing, he even started standing up his old friends. Listen to this.
Joe's with us today. Joe, where are you? Where is Joe? Is Joe here with us today? Joe, I thought you were here today. All right. Well, you're all Joe the Plumber, so all of you stand up and say, I thank you.
That was John McCain, of course, the man who created Joe the Plumber.
Boy.
Finding out what loyalty means.
Well, you know, Joe the Plumber, he told him he would be there between 9 and 3.
All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
I'm very scared to do it. What if I don't come back? With the whole light years thing, what if I come back 10,000 years later and everyone I know is dead? I'd be like, great. Now I have to start all over.
That was someone expressing her well-found apprehension about agreeing to go into space as one of the first passengers aboard Richard Branson's new rocket ship. Who?
Well, my first two answers were Joe, so I'm going to say Josie someone. No.
Out of all the kinds of logic used in our show, that may be the most original. That's right. You figured out the clue for this week's show. All the answers are Joe. No, actually, although...
It's like a cross-stick this week.
No, I'll give you a hint. In space, no one can tell how hot you are.
Okay, wait. It's someone that could be hot.
It's someone who is famously hot.
Famously.
Or not. Yeah, she thinks everything
is not hot.
Yeah.
Oh, Paris Hilton.
Yes, of course.
Oh, thank you.
You're
she's
welcome.
Not, she's not Joe. Okay, yeah. She's Paris.
Typically, astronauts have to go through years of physical and mental testing before going up into space. We know why. But Paris Hilton bypassed all that after she promised to make the journey in an aluminum foil bikini. Hilton is one of many celebs, including William Shatner and Sigourney Weaver, who have signed up for the first commercial spaceflight set to launch sometime in the next few years. If the mission is successful, we can all look forward one day to watching a homemade video featuring Paris Hilton and a Wookiee. Carl, how did Lindsay do in our quiz?
Well, Lindsay had 3 correct answers, Peter, so she wins our prize.
Well done, Lindsay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Congratulations. Well done.